Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Steve Elkins is with us, broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time on Sundays, off the beaten path.
Off the beaten path.
Yeah. And, Steve, before we get into what the police officers were told, the law enforcement were told, you want to mention what's going to happen tonight at 6 to 8 p.m.? You and I are going to be together. What are we going to do?
Well, it's going to be another USA Prepares type show. We're going to request that people call in. If they call in, it's only to enhance and better our suggestions or maybe something else that may work better than what we're already going to discuss. But we're going to kick around a lot of do-it-yourself solutions to problems, fix-it-yourself, things like that. Things of the USA Prepares type nature of your show is going to be tonight on John Stadmiller's show, The National Intel Report. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So it's going to be a broadcast where you and I talk about tips and things that that we've learned. Let me just give you, I sent Steve an email with like 50, 60 different items on it that we could talk about, and we're never going to get through it. I'm just, you know, tell you that right now. So it's about this book that I've been writing, and I'm not trying to promote a book because I'm selling it. There is nothing to buy. This is just a book that I've written, or I am still writing, about things that I do. I want to make a permanent record for our family about how I do things. So on this list, it's a kilowatt, kill a watt meter. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about how to test batteries. We'll talk about a family pasta recipe, how to make your own hamburger patties, the best oil drain pan, how to start your own business, take the same tax deductions the rich take, why you should read Publication 17, what to look for when you buy an air compressor, 120 versus 240 volts, oil versus oilless, making your hand tools last longer, the best value ratchet wrenches, what brand are they, Craftsman wrenches versus Harbor Freight wrenches, battery desulfators, water wells, how to detoxify your water well, pulse oximeters, what kind of plumbing should you use for your toilet, how to change your own engine oil, what are the best pots and pans to buy, what about cast iron, what's the best vacuum cleaner to buy, what about making your own central vacuum cleaner system, what about an open bag of fertilizer, unopened bag of fertilizer, how about emergency lighting systems, 12 volts, shower doors, yes, no, shower curtains, which ones are the ones to get and why, why you should not drink water from the hot water tap, what about how hot water heaters are constructed, what about flushing a hot water heater, how do you do it and why, what about fuel filters? When should you buy gasoline and why? When never to buy gasoline? When should you buy propane? Should you buy your own tank and why? How long do they last? What about gun safes? Light bulbs? What about the orientation versus the life expectancy of light bulbs? What about the reducing the overheating potential of your car? How do you do it? Easily. Almost for free. Formica countertops versus coffee mugs, jars, cans, pots, and pans. What about spiral-bound notebooks? What about turning store-bought pickles, good ones, into great ones with one step? What about water softeners? What about heat, making your own heat traps for hot water heaters? What about installing a hot water heater? What's the secret? I'll tell you. And what about extra shingles? So the list goes on and on and on and on. So we're not going to get to it all tonight, but that's between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. tonight on republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah.
So it's the John Stadtmiller's show. It's the National Intel Report, and Steve Elkins and I will be on that. And Steve's going to be asking me a lot of questions, and he's got a lot of comments as well. So
by the way,
if you're interested in preparedness.
I wanted to say thank you for sharing the pickle secret with me, the store-bought pickle. Because I have actually done that.
Well, is it true? Is it true?
It is true. It makes a store-bought pickle even better. I love doing that. My wife said, what are you doing? I said, Vinny taught me this when I was up there at his house, so I'm going to do it. And it turned out great. So,
yeah,
good secret.
Okay, so that's 6 to 8. Yeah, and we're going to have some fun. And if you'd like to call in, you're welcome to call in. But as Steve said, please, we're not going to be talking about politics. We're not going to be talking about who shot JR. We're not going to be talking about off-topic things. If you have a suggestion to better what we have suggested you consider doing, we're all ears. We'd love to hear it. But please stay on topic. And by the way, that goes from now on USA Prepare. So That's just what we're going to do from now on. We're going to stay on topic. We're not going to get derailed. So if we're talking about science and you want to talk about religion, it's not going to happen. There's a little button that we have that says drop, D-R-O-P. That means drop the call. Okay? Now, I don't mean to beat anybody up. I just want to stay on topic. So, Steve, last hour we talked about the police, and I mentioned that I met this cop. He was a cop that was currently employed, and he told me it was terrifying that he was taught that if you pull over some little old lady, be prepared to get shot, because she just might pull out that gun and shoot you.
Right.
And so now the police, law enforcement on high alert, they're ready to draw their gun if they don't have it unstrapped already to shoot you if they think that they might be in danger. That's where they are right now. That's what they are being taught and have been taught this for years. That's
you know,
so
Benny,
what I'm saying is, you're right.
I've spoken about this a lot with John Stadtmiller, and just by the law of averages, let's say when you have a big company, let's just say that in your big, large company, you have 10% of bad employees. It takes a while to figure that out, and you weed them out, and you fire them and get rid of them. Well, let's say you have 20% of bad apples in the police force, and it could be a little higher than that. I'm not even having to factor in the returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan who can't turn it off. They're trigger happy. They're looking to accelerate. They're looking to escalate, not de-escalate the situation. They're trigger happy. And I think we just saw one of those a couple days ago where the female officer in Dallas going into the wrong apartment, gunned down the owner of the apartment, and now is using excuse, well, I feared for my life. Well, you go into the wrong apartment, you kill the wrong guy, and now you're looking for every flimsy excuse. I'm really actually, honestly, Vincent, I am rather fearful of being pulled over now, especially at nighttime, and where there's no witnesses to see what's going on. I really am kind of worried about that. I've actually purchased a camera now for my seatbelt strap to record. All you got to do is hit the button, and I record the whole conversation in video and audio. And I'm suggesting people might want to seriously think about that. They're actually very inexpensive. Amazon has them. But I'm not in that realm anymore where I used to say the police officer is my friend. He is a peace officer. He cares about me. I am a potential enemy to this guy. And I actually approached a police officer once, a little quick story here, at a library back in Windsor, California, for a community get-together with law enforcement about problems we had in our area with the high school. And I walked over towards an officer to ask him a question, and I kid you not, he kind of pulled back, stood down, and actually put his hand on his revolver as if I might come to attack him. And I stopped in my tracks because he basically told me to stop. And I said, I have a question for you. And guardedly, he allowed me to come forward, but his hand remained on the revolver as if I might want to do harm to him. I couldn't believe that. My wife saw that, and she said, what's wrong with this guy? I said, he is freaking out. Everybody is a potential attacker to this guy, and he shouldn't be in a uniform. and he shouldn't be in power and control, and he shouldn't have a weapon, a firearm. These are dangerous. Like I said, just take the averages of 20%, let's say 10%, but 20% or more of a force of bad employees. Well, bad employees in a workforce of working at GM means you get a crappy car built. A bad employee in law enforcement means you get people that can pull the trigger and kill innocent people. That matters a lot more than the guy who didn't put the nut and the bolt on. And I'm worried about that 20 to 25% or more in law enforcement who can't turn it off, especially these returning veterans who've been kicking doors down in other countries because that's the norm there. And they can't turn it off, and they do it here. And you defend yourself because you think it's a home invasion, and guess what? They gun you down, and then they use excuse, well, you went for a firearm, but you were in my home. And you didn't identify yourself. You busted my door down. See, this is scary, scary stuff, Vincent. This is very scary stuff. And for some reason, the legal profession is siding with the law enforcement, and the unions are siding with the law enforcement to say, well, he feared for his life. That seems to be the motto of the day, which you can say every time, is I feared for my life. Well, I feared for my life as the guy busted down my door, didn't identify himself, and I went for my firearm, and I'm gunned down. But I can't live to tell anybody I feared for my life. Scary stuff. Scary stuff.
I was in Las Vegas years ago at the National Association of Broadcasters convention. It was huge. And I happened to be with a group of other people. Just, I didn't know them. I was just crossing the street. And there's a traffic light that said, you know, don't cross until, you know, this little light comes on and tells you now you're allowed to cross. So there were a lot of people there. I didn't know anybody in this group of, you know, this collection of people that were trying to cross the street at the same time. And there was a cop there in uniform. And I'm waiting for the light. And I thought, you know what, while I'm here, let me just ask this guy. So I said to this cop, so let me ask you, if you asked someone for their ID and they refused, what would you do? That was my question. His response? I grind his face into the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where we are.
That's one of the 20, 25% I'm talking about right there. That's one of them right there. You just met one.
He admitted this. He's, you know, I'm thinking, I've been asked for ID, and my first question is why?
Right.
And one of the principal reasons why I left the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia is I was going to visit my dad in the hospital, and I'd been on this highway, actually it was just two lanes, one lane coming, one lane going, for months because he was in surgical trauma intensive care. A guy fell asleep at the wheel, crashed head on into him, and he ended up being medevaced and hospitalized for months. Well, anyway, so I was on this road, my wife, my mom, and I, every day. We'd spend the entire day at the hospital, and in the evenings, too, and sometimes overnight, many times overnight. Well, there was a whole bunch of lights up ahead, red and blue flashing lights, and I thought, gosh, this is a terrible accident. There's tow trucks there. What happened? It was a gauntlet, and everybody got license and registration. And when the state police said to me, license and registration, I said, why? Well, that guy was going to pull me out of my car window and pummel me because I asked him why.
Right.
And that taught me, I think I'm in the wrong location.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of the move out of the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia to Missouri.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. And as you were saying that, Steve, I was thinking about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. That's something that I think is largely an event resulting from what man has done to man. So, for example, in the Middle East, we send our young men and women over there, mostly men, to face unimaginable horrors. And we're not built to kill. I don't believe that man is built to kill. I don't think we're designed to kill. So when we go and do these things and we're forced at the muzzle of a gun by the military to go kill people, them over there, those are the ones, kill them. Now, kill them. And if you don't, you're going to be court-martialed. So now you're in the middle of life imprisonment, failure to obey an order, and you may not think it's a lawful order, but if you don't follow orders, you're likely to go to the brig. Well, so these servicemen and women, some of them face these horrors and they come back with PTSD because we're not built to kill. However, my cats, our cats, you know, they go to the barn, they find some mice, and they chop their heads off and eat them. I don't think any of our cats has a second thought about what he or she just did. But we do. So for cats, they are built to kill. They've got all the equipment, and they carry all that equipment around with them to kill. They're predators. They cats kill by design. We don't.
Yeah.
So then we get these guys who we've trained. to kill. We say, this is, you got to kill them. Those people are bad. So go kill them, and we give them all kinds of weapons to blow them up. They face the horrors. They come back, and they've been trained. They've been trained. Let me say it a different way. They've been trained to kill.
Yeah.
And then we say, now turn that off. Okay. Forget what we said. We didn't mean that. Okay, because now you're home, so you don't do that anymore.
Right.
And some people can't find that switch.
Yeah, it's
to turn
it's,
it off.
2 weeks ago, the Pentagon is actually kicking around an idea, Vincent, that they want to lower the age to enlist in the military from 17 to 16. Right, currently you can do it 17 with a parent's consent or a guardian's consent, but they now want to lower it to 16. So which makes me wonder, they actually have more wars planned for the future. And Mike Pompeo gave a speech at one of the academies, one of the naval academies, and said something about your future needs you. We are essentially, there are more wars planned. There is more friction, more conflict coming. You are going to be needed. So we're on this. We're still on the pathway of war, never getting off the pathway of war. Well, war is profitable. There's not much money to be made in peace, but there's tons of money to be made in war. And I'm concerned about that. I've got grandchildren, and I think they're going to have a very, very bleak future if we can't get off this pathway of war. And, Vincent, you haven't mentioned also that approximately 21 to 22 soldiers, vets coming back from the war zone commit suicide today. Whether it's the PTSD or the atrocities or they learned the truth of how they were used to fight these illegal wars, these nation-building wars, and they have a hard time living with it. So it's a mess. War is bringing more mess. It's bringing commerce. And those who love war and making all the money off of war love it. They want to continue on that pathway of making more money for future wars. But the society is taking a huge hit on what's happening in Washington.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about young people going to war. And I've asked former warriors. Lots of them. I'm talking now. 10% of the Marines saw combat, and we have a number of instructors who were in combat,
right.
Various wars, various conflicts, and I've asked all of them. So, do you recommend that the young men in your family, the young men, women in your family, join the military? No one has said yes.
Right.
No one. Because they were there.
Right.
They were there.
Well,
they
think about
it.
The maturity level of a 16-year-old, 17-year-old. The maturity level. Look at these kids, 16 years old. Can you imagine that? Putting them in a uniform, put a gun in their hands, say, kill these people. You know, the governments, our government, all governments, they fight among themselves. Then they have their militaries fight it out on the battlefield. Who's right, who's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sad.
Very, very sad. So, and we've said it here, if you see recruiters on your high school campus as a parent, tell them to leave, throw them out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A military exercise in Mississippi leaving 22 U.S. Army paratroopers injured. An Army official at Camp Shelby says they don't know what went wrong during that nighttime jump. The good news is none of the injuries are regarded as life-threatening. At least 17 people in America have now died from severe lung illnesses linked to vaping. The CDC says there are also over 800 other lung injury cases tied to vaping. And the Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar says,
you do not know what toxins you are vaporizing and putting in your lungs. Listen, as a general health matter, don't put stuff in your lungs. It's not good for you.
First time claims for jobless benefits last week hit 219,000. Approximately up around 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Well,
take my
God, you're
take my, when you go to the
season for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. Steve, have you seen the impact of PTSD in the emergency room where you've been a nurse?
No, I can't really say I have because I don't see law enforcement that often in there. No. And soldiers.
No, I mean just no. Just ex-military people who have PTSD, and something from the PTSD causes them to be in the emergency room for one reason or another.
Yeah,
Have you seen that?
I've seen some behavior like that that would suspect me to think that something happened in their past that was very traumatic that led them to be now combative and using violence as a way to solve their problems. I would say, yeah, I've seen that.
Okay. Have you seen, since you are an ER nurse and an ICU nurse, can you share with us some, maybe an unusual story that maybe we haven't thought of? Geez, you know, there's a cause and effect, and this person ended up in the ICU without identifying, you know, where or when. Something that might be unusual that we should probably pay attention to, maybe in our families?
Let me think here. Let me think hard. Because we're talking ER and ICU, and ICU, there's not a whole lot of talking patients in the ICU. They're usually on mechanical ventilation or something. I see a lot of dysfunctional families. I can tell you that right now in the ICU. You see that. And you actually see them in the ER, too. They come in after they're notified. There's seems to be a growing number of dysfunctional families in this country, and I can't put a number on it, but there are a lot of inner squabbles with family. And for whatever reason, I don't know, but it's hard to find a family that comes in that's all on the same page, Vincent. I did find that more so when I lived in Utah. Of course, I think that has a lot to do with the religion there, the Mormonism, LDS, Latter-day Saints. They seem to be more unified together as a whole, as a family. But outside of Utah, I got to say, it's a circus. It's bad in the ICU. It's bad in the ER, and then you have the dysfunctional families to a point where you actually you have to call for law enforcement. Call for law enforcement. Here I am. Calling for security or law enforcement to have a guard at the door because of somebody may come in and do harm. I've not personally seen it per se, but I know a couple hospitals that I was at a long time ago, just not on duty at the time, where somebody walked in with a revolver and got rid of a witness in the ICU on a ventilator. And that happens. There's shootings in hospitals all the time. I mean, physicians get knocked off. And nurses, they shoot their way out of the ICU. I've heard of that. I've not been at the hospital at the time it happened, but I can tell you a couple of hospitals I've been at that's happened. It's a war zone out there, and it's a war zone in the ER, and it's a war zone in the ICU sometimes. And I don't know. It's getting worse. It's getting much worse. And I think there are very few families that are, the larger the family, the more dysfunctional I think there are. It's a war zone.
Steve, are you saying that there could be a person in the hospital, in the intensive care unit, and in order to escape prison, they will shoot hospital staff to get out?
Yeah, I've got articles on it. I've got a whole stack of articles where I've used for talking about what's going on in hospitals and security and how we need better security in hospitals to protect us. And it happens. It happens a lot. Especially it's happened in California, around Southern California, L.A. and San Diego areas. I can pull article after article of how somebody went in to silence a witness against them in a case, and it's usually all drug-related, and shot their way out and killed a couple of nurses on the way out and killed a physician, and it happens.
I've been in the waiting room of the emergency department or the emergency room in Springfield, Missouri, and they've got armed cops right in the room. The cops have their own station desk where they can see everyone coming in, where they're seated. They can see the nurses. They can see the intake rooms. They can see everything. And they are armed, ready to take action.
Yeah.
In the hospital. I don't remember
some of
that
your,
when
some
I was
of your hospitals
up.
Actually get some of your hospitals really get armed guards. I've seen some hospitals where they have a rent-a-cop kind of guy that has the badge and looks like an officer and he's got a little stick maybe on the side or some mace or something, but it's not going to do any good with the guy with the gun. You know, you're taking the knife to the gunfight and that's not going to work. But your larger hospitals in inner city like L.A., most of them, yeah, they all have armed guards. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous field to be in sometimes. Do your job and then worry about, you know, what's coming.
I've seen in Springfield, from a seat in the waiting room, I've seen two cops run across the waiting room, run into the treatment rooms inside the hospital. And I don't think they're there to perform CPR.
Right.
I already have staff to do that. I don't think someone called 911 and say, hey, y'all got any cops that we can, you know, we get this guy who's dying on the table. Can you all help out? I don't think that's the case. I think there was something really serious where police force was called in to subdue someone. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah, it does. I can tell you many cases. And that's why we have in the ICU and we have an ER also, we have four-point restraints, and they're soft restraints, or we have what we call the leathers, and the leathers are the serious stuff where we'll actually pretty much lean on you and we'll strap you down to a gurney and you can't go anywhere. And I've seen these people that are wigging out, schizophrenic on drugs, and there's no way possibly you can treat these people. They'll stab you. They'll anything they can get their hands on, they'll try to cause harm to you. And that's when that's what they call the officers, because they get a couple big burly guys there to hold them down while we put the leathers on and strap them down to the gurney. And then we have to sedate them and then figure out what the heck's going on here, what their reaction is. But, that's the job.
Steve, when I was talking with one of our instructors in the last couple of weeks, and he was telling me that when someone in their family goes to the hospital, they'll go to the hospital and they'll sit in that room with, you know, the treatment room or the hospital room, if you want to call it that, and where the patient is, ultimately ends up, for a day or two or three or four, whatever it might be. And they'll have a notebook, and they will take notes. Okay, nurse comes in. Hi, may I have your name? Nancy. Okay, Nancy. And so what are you going to be doing? Well, I'm going to be giving your brother, your sister, your mother, your father an injection. Okay, so what's the injection? Well, it's XYZ. Okay, and what's the amount? That'd be 10 cc's. So the person writes down, nurse Nancy, 10 cc's of XYZ at 10:39 a.m. Another nurse comes in. Hi, how you doing? So what will you be doing? And what's your name? Mary. And I'm going to be giving your family member an injection. Okay, what's the injection? It's XYZ. Wait a minute. We just got an injection of XYZ. Well, I'm here to get... No, it just happened. We already got one of those. Why don't you bring your supervisor in? So what I'm saying, is there a possibility that that kind of thing can happen, where two people can be assigned to give the patient the same dose and they don't know about it?
Not only that could only happen if there's a pass off, like somebody goes on a break or something, lunch, and then did not do their medical charting correctly as far as the meds. But then again, the new systems they have set up now, that it would show up. You see, now they have a scanning system now. Most everybody has a scanning system, and that it's connected to your computer. And so it pulls up the medications that are due on what hour they're due, and you scan the bracelet, and then you give the medication, and it says, okay, give the medication, so it's cleared out. So that should not likely happen if the hospital has that system, that patient, that medication system that they give the meds out by. That should never happen. What I do believe I should recommend people to do is put people of interest that should have access to your information on the Cardex. It's your patient Cardex. It's for you. And for legal aspects on it, if a nurse or somebody walks in your room and somebody's sitting there taking notes and they say, well, what are you going to give them? That nurse really does not have to tell you anything. Can ask you to leave the room, but then that's where the patient would say, well, this is so-and-so, and they are on my patient Cardex for receiving information about my health or whatever. And so in legal aspects, because there's some gray area here that they'll try to get out and wiggle out from, you need to have your name on that list, and it's right there on the patient records of who's given information and accessing information. So there's some tricky area there you got to be careful of.
Have you ever heard of death by decimal?
Yes, I have. I've seen it.
You've seen it.
I've seen it. I've seen it.
Can you tell our class what is meant by death by decimal?
Wrong dosage, lethal dosage. You know, you the decimal, too little could be harming. Excessive, the decimal the wrong direction, can give too much of a dose, you can kill somebody. And I saw a nurse, I came at the hospital at the time, it just happened before I got hired on in California. She was a fine nurse. She made a grave error in that we do a lot of flushes on central lines and for medications to make sure they never clot off. And she had made her flush of normal saline to flush the line, but she'd also confusedly had another syringe that she was going to make up her own potassium chloride bag. This is back before we actually had pharmacy making up those bags. We made a lot of our own IVs up. But there's a system you use, and you label one at a time, and you draw out the medication, you put it in the bag, and you label it right away, and how much is in the bag. And she messed up the syringes. She had two syringes, one in her hand, the other hand, and she confused which one was which, and she mistakenly gave a potassium chloride bolus and then used the other syringe and flushed it through. And we saw a cardiac arrest, and the patient did not survive. It's a terrible thing to see or hear about. It messed her up mentally for a long time. I mean, she just had taken a life accidentally. But that kind of mistake, most of the time, well, you will end your career. You'll never be the same. You'll quit your career. You're done as a nurse. You're toast. She was a fine nurse, too, before that happened. She really attended. Very, just made a bad, bad mistake. A lesson to learn, to tell others, don't ever do that. And she went against policy. She maybe it worked 10 times for her, but this time she screwed it up.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most
of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, what's different about USA Preparers is we bring real-life examples to you. Stories that are absolutely true. Things that no one else talks about, like death by decimal. And let me give you an example. So let's say you have a solution, a medication, and the amount prescribed by the doctor is 1/10 of a cc. So if a person were to write that down, that would be period 1 space cc for 1/10 cubic centimeter. Well, I would never write it that way. If I were writing by hand. Now, we're talking about today we use computers, but before we use computers, we wrote things by hand. Well, if I were to write that, I would never write something as serious as a medication, 0.1 cc, because maybe you don't see the point.
Right.
And it would look like 1 cc.
0.1.
Right. Right. The way I would write it is exactly what Steve said. I would spend the extra time and put a zero, then a point, like a period, 1 cc. So there's no question that it's not 1 cc or 1/10. It is 0.1 cc. That's what I would do, and I know that's what Steve would do.
Uh-huh.
I saw firsthand, I was in the room, when a nurse was preparing a fentanyl computer-delivered metering system. And she was trying to get the air out of the lines. And she squeezed the fentanyl bag and delivered a massive dose of fentanyl to the patient. The patient rose up and died right there in front of me. And I ran out into the hall and I said, code blue. I screamed, code blue, code blue, code blue. About 30 people showed up. And they came up with the that device with the paddles and the electric shock. And
defibrillator.
Defibrillator, right. Uh-huh. And it had the rod for the IV drip. But the IV drip rod was taller than the door frame. Couldn't get it through the door frame. They didn't know how to lower that rod. And there happened to be a doctor who had been walking by. and he heard it, and he ran in, and he said, what happened? And I said, she squeezed the fentanyl bag and overdosed him. He looked at me, he looked at the nurse, and she said, no, I didn't do it. I said, yes, she did. And I was screaming, yes, she did. He believed me, didn't believe the nurse, Narcander, him, the patient. And the patient recovered after a couple minutes, like three or four. That's how long it took. Now, the hospital said that I would have to leave. I said, that's not going to happen. They said they would call the police on me. And I said, here's what is going to happen. And what they did was they sent risk management down to meet with me.
Yeah.
Risk management, Steve, will you tell us what risk management is? Who those,
risk
those
management
people?
Is the, yeah, they're the people that kind of cover the rear ends for the hospital. They'll tell you that they're actually for patient care. And maybe some of them are. I can't say they all are all the same, but bottom line is many of them are to cover their rear ends, CYA, and of things that didn't turn out so well, and to kind of cover up the facts. So not all of them. I don't want to say all of them that way, but I've seen in some of your larger hospitals some pencil whipping going on and things that didn't quite happen the way they said it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And by interpretation, you know, well, they have the last word, you might say. They have control of the charge. So, I could see they came to calm you down, to feel you out, to see what you knew, what you saw.
Right, that's
if
what they did.
If you might tell somebody else, you might report it.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's what they did. They sent two of them down. So I was in the position at a severe disadvantage because I just saw what happened. And they were going to tell me how it was going to go. And if I didn't leave, they were going to have me arrested. And I said, no, that's not what's going to happen. Here's what is going to happen. I said, murder. That's what I saw. Murder. And they didn't know what to say when I said that. And I said, you're going to be on the 6 o'clock news tonight. And I was furious. And I said, here's what else is going to happen. You're going to put that patient in an ICU room, and he's going to have a dedicated nurse, dedicated staff, and we're not leaving. We don't trust you. We saw you murder this patient. This is not going to happen. We're going to watch you, and you're going to be on the news.
Right.
They didn't know what to do with me. And I said, not only that, you are going to revamp your procedures, and I'm going to read them. And I'm going to see how you're going to change this so it doesn't happen again. Because I'm coming after you.
Yeah, that was a big mistake, especially when it's hooked to a patient. What a stupid thing to do. You said, I like to use the word gross negligence, and usually scares them quite a bit too, but somebody did not follow policy. That was a dumb thing to do, to take a narcotic out of the register there and squeeze it to get an air bubble out. That's pretty stupid.
So, Steve, you and I are going to be on the air 6 o'clock tonight to 8 o'clock, 2 hours.
Yep.
Non-stop, almost non-stop preparedness. Things that you probably haven't thought of, class. I think you're going to be impressed by what you're going to learn. Because we're going to try to do that. We're going to try to impress you with new information. 6 o'clock tonight, republicbroadcasting.org. Steve, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Vinny. Appreciate it. See you tonight.
See you tonight.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.